Being married in the military has its own struggles. But when you are also married to the military, that adds a whole new dimension to life. Amy Norden is here to share what life is like when you are the soldier who is married to a soldier. Stay tuned. Military Wife Matters, Episode 5, My Dual Military Life. Hello, I am Sakina Bunch, your relationship health and wellness coach. Welcome to Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Today's topic is life as a dual military wife. Amy Norden married her high school sweetheart, Eric, and they have been married for 8 years. Together, they have 2 children, ages 3 and 6. Amy, after graduating from cosmetology school, sought a deeper sense of purpose and chose to join the Army Reserve. However, a tremendous void occurred after the loss of her sister. It was at this point she decided to take the leap from the Army Reserve to active duty status. She and her husband, who is also active duty, have been through an OCONUS assignment, drill sergeant duty, and even recruiting duty. They are making the most out of the not-so-easy dual military lifestyle. Welcome, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I am good, thank you. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I've been active duty for 2 years now. I leave in about 2.5 weeks to reclass into a dream MOS of mine. I have always been interested in film and photography, and I got the opportunity to reclass to do that in the Army. I'm about to leave and go to training for that.
Wow, that's so exciting. I know you must be thrilled. You know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been on active duty as well as my husband. He's still on active duty. So I know that, you know, that roller coaster ride that the military can give you can be a thrilling one, scary sometimes, but definitely a thrilling one. So when you get that opportunity to go train for a job that you have been dreaming about, you got to take that opportunity. Good going for you, girl. So what made you want to go from reserve status to active duty?
You had mentioned before, I did definitely felt a void. I was very depressed. After losing my sister, I needed to make a major life change. Being active duty is something that I always wanted to do because every single weekend, like every single drill weekend that I had to wear my uniform, I definitely felt pride within myself. And I wanted to feel that pride every single day. It is really stressful being active duty, but there's something about it that just makes me feel. So it makes me feel really special because I enjoy the feeling of being a part of something bigger than myself. Being a part of a group of people that are, you know, supporting our country, just it empowers you and it makes you feel really, kind of gives you like the warm and fuzzies inside. I truly enjoy being in the military.
You put that into such great words. Yes, if you've never worn that uniform, it is kind of hard to understand that pride that goes into just having that uniform on. But oh, it is such an indescribable, amazing feeling. Great way you put that. So let's rewind a little bit. How did you and your husband meet?
We met when I was still in high school and he had just come back from his first deployment. We met at this country concert and it was really funny because my sister wanted me to go talk to him because she thought he was cute. And long story short, we kind of disconnected for a little while, reconnected after I graduated, and I was, you know, over 18. And he had just graduated drill sergeant school when we reconnected. He had about 5 or 6 months before he was PCSing. So we spent like every moment with each other because, I mean, during that time after drill sergeant school, he wasn't really working a whole lot. It was like that transition period. Right. So we spent like every moment together. He took me on trips and stuff like that. And then when it came time to move, I was, not gonna lie, I was irresponsible. And I didn't pay my bills and we got an eviction notice. And I was like, hey, why don't I just move in with you? And he was like, great idea. So I packed up all my stuff and I drove from Kansas to Missouri, just moved in with him, showed up on the front door. I was like, all right, I'm here. Now what?
I love it. I love it. You know, I'm so sure you are not by yourself on that one. I believe that there are quite a few of us that got in the military with our spouse based on a notice. So you did an OCONUS assignment. Did you do that assignment on reserve status or did you do it on active duty status with your husband?
That was an interesting time for my military career because I was in reserve at the time. I was trying to pretty much, you can RST in the reserves, which is you can do a makeup drill. You can pretty much do a makeup drill with any unit that will sign your paperwork. Mm-hmm. So all I had to do was find a reserve unit in Germany, which was too easy to find. They're everywhere. So I did that and my unit was approving it. And then after, I think about 6 months of that, I came back to the States for a visit when my husband deployed. After spending about 6 months straight at my unit, just kind of like, you know, making up and preparing myself for about 3 months of drill weekends, They told me that I can't do that anymore. And they forced me into the inactive ready reserve. So I was pretty much inactive for about a year and a half. As soon as we came back from Germany, the first thing I did was, you know, found a unit here, got out of IRR. Then right after that, I gave birth to my second son. Then it was probably like a year and a half later is when I made the transition. But the reserve unit that I found here, it was kind of like, it's a career ender, and I didn't realize that just because of the type of position it was. And I wasn't done with the Army. I mean, being in the reserves is very easy. And I'm like, oh, I can handle this every single day. But it's a lot different active duty, but still, you know, I don't have a very high demand job, like as far as like it's not physically demanding and my unit structure isn't, you know, extremely challenging. So it's still like I have a fairly simple job, active duty, but it is a lot harder than being in the reserves, but no regrets.
Oh, good. So what is your current MOS?
So currently I am a 68 Romeo. It is a veterinary food inspector specialist. What we do is we go around to every recent food facility on the installation and we inspect them monthly. Most of them are monthly. The defects are weekly and then the commissary is daily. So we pretty much just do walkthroughs and make sure people are following proper sanitation and storage procedures and safe food handling, stuff like that.
What are some benefits that you would say that a spouse can expect when at least one of them is on a reserve status while the other is on active duty status?
So just say one is active duty, one is reserve status. What are some of the benefits to being dual military like that?
Oh, it is. So when it comes time for PCSing, it is so much easier to transit, like switch your units, because all you have to do is make a phone call. You have to find a new unit at the next duty assignment where you're going and you call them and you do a little switch and then that's it. So you're not really ever on orders. You're just like, hey, I'm moving. You know, this unit is out of the driving distance and this new unit is, you know, 10 minutes away from my house. And they're like, all right. And, you know, whatever the AGR people do, you know, do some paperwork and then you're in your new unit. I would say that that's the best part about it. Plus, well, it's only 1 week in a month. And so then your spouse who's active duty, you know, has the weekends off and they can stay home with your children. So you don't have to worry about babysitters, daycare, anything crazy like that.
Well, those are great benefits. What would you say some consequences are?
Just there are not a lot of benefits to the reserves. I think a lot of people go to the reserves while they're in college or, you know, they can't really make the full commitment to go active duty because, you know, they have other, you know, another career they would also like to pursue. So there's just not a lot of, financial benefits because, you know, being a military life, especially early on, can be challenging, especially when you have children. So I would say that is a huge disadvantage. The fact that, you know, you sacrifice 8 years of your life and you get like $200 a weekend. So
now that could be a disadvantage. What would you say are some advantages to being active duty with your husband?
I would say one of the biggest benefits to me is I feel very blessed to be able to give my children this lifestyle that my husband and I both were not able to have when we were children growing up. I don't want to say my kids are spoiled, but they are very well taken care of. And I feel so lucky to be able to give them this lifestyle so young in their lives. My, children are only about to be 4 and 6, and they have a lot of amenities that some other children may not have. The other biggest thing that I think is amazing is just being able to take kind of all these opportunities and trips, going TDY, going out to training. Since being active duty, I've gone to Texas. I've gone to training in another part of Kentucky. I've been to Washington, D.C. And it's just, all the at the expense of the military. So I kind of get to, I won't call them vacation, but, you get some, you get time to gallivant. So you get to go out and sightsee. And I feel like I've done a lot since being active duty. About to go to training. I'm going to get paid to go to the school of my dreams. And I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. What would you say are some disadvantages to being active duty dual military?
Speaking from personal experience, we have one of the biggest challenges coming up, like I mentioned several times already, that I'm going away to training. That's just it. I'm leaving my family for 5 months to go to training, I'm leaving my children, and my husband, who is a recruiter at the time, or at this time, is, they kind of pretty much, they never stop working, and he works long hours, so I actually have to have my mom come move in to help take care of my children while I'm gone. I chose to reclass. That kind of puts me at needs of the Army for my next duty assignment. Mm-hmm. And I'm on orders to Korea, which isn't the worst thing ever, but it's going to be unaccompanied. So I will leave my children for 12 months following my 5 months of training. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned your mom coming in, right? Would that be considered enacting your family care plan?
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's not really, it wasn't our first choice because my mom still has young daughters living at home. My youngest sister is 12, 13, I think she's 12 this year. I get a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, and my mom is actually having to pull them out of their school back home and bring them here. So we're actually having my mom and my two younger sisters move in while I'm gone. Because we had no other options because everybody else that's in our family care plan is working, or my father-in-law who recently retired, he's part of our family care plan as well, but he is fairly sick. So he has to follow up with his regular doctors very often. So, it's hard because we don't have the best case scenario for someone to take care of our children, but I'm thankful that my mom is, making the sacrifice to, leave her husband and leave her home, and that my younger sisters are also, uprooting their lives, which they're kind of excited. They're ready for a change. But yeah.
I can relate to exactly what you're saying. I know my mom was our family care plan. She was the whole plan. We had no backups. And when she got sick, it was almost detrimental. Actually, that's the reason why I had to get out of the military, because we didn't have a backup for our two young children. So I can definitely relate to what you are saying. Kudos to you that you at least have a backup system and that your mom is willing to do that. What an awesome lady. Can you share with us some challenges, perhaps, that you may have experienced in the Army as a woman? Or even have you experienced any challenges in the Army as a woman?
To be honest, I feel like being in this career field, we work hand in hand with actually the vet techs at the veterinary clinic. So I feel I haven't really faced any major challenges personally. Mm-hmm. maybe I'm, and like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think maybe it's just because of my position and where I'm at. Like, if I were in like a combat unit or engineer unit, I feel like I would have more challenges and be way more of a minority. But here, like, the male female ratio is pretty 50-50, and any opportunity that is given to a male is given to a female here in my unit. And we are given many opportunities to, you know, do go to classes, schools, trainings, everything. I mean, maybe the military is changing, but I don't have any major challenges that I can report to you.
I agree with you 100%. I'm so glad that you said that, because I didn't either. And I believe that the portrayal of women in the military in the media, we get such a bad rap. So I think it's important that women like us share our experiences for those that may be listening right now who have a craft that they want to hone, or they have a desire to go either on reserve status or on active duty status, to know that, you know, just because you're a woman doesn't mean that you're going to get different or preferential or non-preferential treatment. It means that you'll be able to hone your craft on someone else's dime, that you will be able to experience the world like none other experience you would ever have. To me, I just think it's just that important. So thank you so much for shedding light on that. All right, now we're going to turn it over and not just talk to the wife per se, but we're going to talk to the couple in general. What is some advice that you would give to a couple that is maybe thinking about going down the dual military household lane or journey or road? What are maybe some key factors or key pieces of advice that you would give?
If you're, as far as your personal relationship goes, you need a lot of resilience, because there's going to be a lot of days where you're not going to spend a lot of time together, especially at this time, my husband being a recruiter. I see him probably about 2 hours a day. By the time he gets home and, you know, I go to bed, I wake up earlier than he does because I have to go to PT and he doesn't because, you know,
he's a recruiter.
That's the type of unit that they're in. They don't really have to do PT as long as they pass their PT test. Mm-hmm. So we don't spend a lot of time together, but a lot of it's resilience and making phone calls and texting and sending pictures throughout the day and just trying to stay connected as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And just trust in your spouse that, you know, you guys are going to make it through, and that, you know, no matter what, they're always going to, you know, have your back. Just always have love for your spouse, even when, you know, you're angry because, you know, they're not helping out enough, or they're having stress and they're taking it out on you. It's just push through those rough times, because, you know, when you guys finally get some time to each other, it's going to be 10 times better.
Yes.
And then as far as like the military side of it, I would say hurry up and enroll in the Married Army Couples Program. Make sure, especially when it comes to PCS time and new assignments, you really need to make a lot of phone calls and talk to people yourself. I, speaking from personal experience, because I've been in contact with several people, you know, up at HRC, talking to branch managers and everything, and just make sure that everybody is in the know and understands what's going on with your situation and your assignments and everything. Because, you know, even though I'm going to Korea, we have people that are trying to help us as far as the Korea assignment goes. But after the Korea assignment, this is the best thing for my career, because anywhere else would have to be gone. Like any other OCONUS assignment, which I need an OCONUS assignment for my time in the military, because I haven't had one yet. This is the best opportunity for me to go out there, experience my new MOS overseas, which is, you know, primarily what we do. I'll be able to, you know, pretty much have a duty station of choice when I come back. And then my husband and I will be able to, you know, get in contact with our branch managers, be able to come up with a solution for our next duty assignment, so we can kind of stabilize for a couple of years, especially for, you know, my son who is special needs and kind of needs that stability.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that you get that specific Korea assignment that you are needing so that you can hurry back and get back to your little boy. Now, we were talking about your son. He has been diagnosed as having special needs. Is he part of the EFMP program?
Yes, he is.
Can you share with us a little bit about that? I know it stands for Exceptional Family Member Program, but please share with us just a little bit more about how that helps military families with special needs children.
The EFMP program has actually helped us a lot in the past couple of years. Our current duty assignment, we have been here for years now, and the EFMP helped me get this assignment when I came active duty. It helped my husband get not one, not two, but three assignments to stabilize him so that we wouldn't have to move our son, because he's still pretty young. He's six, but he got diagnosed less than 6 months after we moved here. And right away, we enrolled them in therapy and everything. And with all the steady therapy that his therapist thinks that he can be discharged from full-time services within a year. We're hoping by the end of the school year. The stability has really driven him to be where he is today. The EFMP program has helped a lot with that. Now, we're trying to have the EFMP program help us so that I don't have to leave and go to Korea. But saying is that if I can't go to Korea, it will mark me as non-deployable. Mm-hmm. So that's why my mom is going to step up and help us out with that.
That's good. Well, before we wrap up, this has been an amazing time with you. Thank you so much, Amy. I want to ask you one final question. If you had any advice, and I do mean any advice, that you would give to couples who either are dual military right now or are thinking about becoming dual military, what advice would you give?
I would just have to say that the benefits outweigh the disadvantages. It is extremely rewarding financially and as far as, you know, traveling goes. It's a very exciting path. And then one of the things that I truly enjoy is when I go to work and come home, my husband and I have something in common. We can talk about work, the Army. We can relate to each other. He's been in the Army longer than I have. So, you know, if I ever have trouble with anything or if I'm struggling with a certain, you know, paperwork or whatever at home, that he has personal experience and he motivates me and he helps me a lot. It's been really nice to just kind of have that something special between us that some other couples may not have.
Wow. That was great. You know, I don't even think I could have said that better myself. That was good. Amy, this has been such a fun time with you. Thank you so much for giving me your time and just sitting and chit-chatting with me and sharing with our listeners the ups and the not-so-ups of what it's like to be dual military, both on the reserve side and on the active duty side. It has truly been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been all mine. I appreciate you wanting to get my voice out there and have other people feel my experience.
Well, it was felt today, I assure you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Anytime Fitness of Radcliffe. If you're looking to join a supportive, welcoming gym community with people of all fitness levels who want to see you succeed, you have come to the right place. Anytime Fitness of Radcliffe. Check them out. AnytimeFitness.com. Also by Allison Hermanson with Pampered Chef, dedicated to bringing memories to the table one meal at a time. For more information, you can connect with her at allison.hermanson@yahoo.com. And by Clean Good Eats, specializing in allergy-friendly and detox eating plans, group and one-on-one coaching available to help you get your health back on track, bringing the family back to the table one meal at a time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Join us next time as we bring to you those topics that matter most to you.